天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很开心今天与您在天路导向节目相遇。我们有时候会感到力不从心，到底是什么阻碍我们前进的脚步呢？麦克牧师今天继续和我们分享积极生活的第四个秘诀。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今天的节目。
In this series of messages, I am sharing the 15 secrets of positive living.
在这个系列信息中，我要跟你分享积极生活的15个秘诀。
These 15 secrets are modeled by the Apostle Paul for us in the book of 2 Corinthians.
这十五个秘诀是使徒保罗在哥林多后书里为我们立下的榜样。
In our previous messages, we looked at the first three secrets.
在前几次的节目里，我们看过前三个秘诀。
And today, I will share with you the fourth secret for positive living.
今天我要跟你分享积极生活的第四个秘诀。
It has to do with inadequacy.
这和力不从心有关。
And all of us have feelings of inadequacy.
我们每个人难免有感到力不从心的时候。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, Paul said,
哥林多后书二章十六节，保罗说，
Who is adequate for these things?
这是谁能当得起呢？
Who is adequate for the task of sharing the good news of Christ?
谁有能力足以承担传扬耶稣基督的好消息这项重任呢？
Who is adequate for the task of warning people to escape from the judgment to come?
谁有能力足以去警告世人逃脱将来最后的审判呢？
The Apostle Paul's conclusion is, no one is.
使徒保罗的结论是，没有人。
So if the great Apostle Paul felt inadequate for the task, then it's okay for me to feel inadequate too.
所以像保罗这样的属灵伟人都觉得力不从心，今天我觉得自己承担不起这样的责任也无可厚非了。
I think all of us in one way or another feel inadequate about sharing Christ with others.
我相信我们每个人多多少少都曾感觉到自己不够资格与人分享基督。
All of us in some way feel ill-equipped to tell someone that Jesus and Jesus alone can rescue them from the eternal judgment and torment.
我们每个人多多少少都觉得自己的装备不足以去告诉别人，唯独耶稣能拯救他们脱离永恒的审判和刑罚。
And that is why God often has to present us with opportunities.
所以神常常提供机会给我们。
These opportunities are designed to stretch us to depend on Him and Him alone.
这些机会的用意就是要催逼我们单单倚靠神。
I remember a story I read some time ago about a king who had a beautiful daughter.
我想起从前曾经看过的故事，讲到一个国王有个美丽的女儿。
Every young man in the kingdom wanted to marry her.
国中所有的青年都想娶她为妻。
But the king did not think that any of them were brave enough for his daughter.
但国王却认为没有一个青年配得上他的女儿，因为他们都不够勇敢。
Finally, he designed a scheme to separate the courageous from the cowards.
最后他想出一个办法来分辨勇士与懦夫。
He built a big pool and filled it with alligators.
他造了一个大水池，装满了鳄鱼。
And he brought the young men to the pool and said to them,
他叫那些青年来到水池边，对他们说，
Whoever can swim across this pool will not only take my daughter's hand in marriage, but I will give him half of my kingdom.
谁能游过这水池，不但能得到我的女儿，还可以得到我的半壁江山。
As soon as he had finished talking, there was a loud splash.
他话刚说完，就听到扑通跳下水的声音。
There was a young man thrashing as fast as lightning, swimming to the other side.
只见一个青年闪电般迅速地游向水池的另一边。
He was fending off three different alligators.
同时他要跟三只鳄鱼搏斗。
Finally, when the young man came out of the other side of the pool,
终于青年从水池另一边爬上岸。
The king rushed over to him and said, "Such a brave man."
国王匆匆赶上前去，对他说：“你真勇敢。”
To you goes the hand of my daughter in marriage and half of my kingdom.
你可以娶我的女儿为妻，我的半个王国也是属于你的了。
But the breathless young man said,
但青年上气不接下气地说
"That's well and good, but first I want to find the one who pushed me into the pool."
好。很好，不过我得先找出是谁推我下水的。
My listening friend, sometimes for our good and God's glory, he tends to push us into a swimming pool with alligators.
我亲爱的朋友，神为了我们的益处和他自己的荣耀，有的时候也会把我们推进一个满是鳄鱼的水池里。
Which brings me to the fourth secret of positive living.
现在我就要告诉你积极生活的第四个秘诀。
And it is overcoming our natural timidity.
那就是克服我们天生的胆怯。
In the last few messages, I have shared with you the 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
在前几次的节目里，我从哥林多后书跟你分享积极生活的15个秘诀。
If you have your Bible, please open it to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
如果你有圣经，请翻开《哥林多后书》第三章。
In verse 12 of chapter 3, the Apostle Paul said,
在第三章十二节那里，使徒保罗说
Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold.
我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说。
Paul was the very man who asked in chapter 2, Who is adequate of these things?
同一位保罗在第二章里说，这是谁能当得起呢？
And here in chapter 3 he says, we are very bold.
但在第三章这里他却说，我们大胆讲说。
What led to this boldness?
是什么令他壮起胆来呢？
What caused him to be able to overcome natural timidity?
是什么导致他克服天生的胆怯呢？
In the first part of chapter 3, Paul gives us those steps that led him to boldness.
保罗在第三章前面的部分告诉我们使他壮胆的几个步骤。
He went from saying, I am inadequate, to saying, I am bold.
他从担当不起到大胆讲说。
There are basically two steps that took him from the feeling of inadequacy to courage.
他从自叹不足到勇于承担，基本上有两个步骤。
From timidity to boldness.
从胆怯到勇敢。
Two steps.
两个步骤。
Number one.
第一步。
Is the willingness to totally rely on God.
下决心全然倚靠神。
Number two.
第二步。
Is the willingness to speak the whole truth.
下决心完全说真话。
But first, I must tell you that overcoming timidity is more than just propping yourself up every day saying, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
首先我必须告诉你要克服胆怯不能光靠每天给自己打气说我做得到我做得到我做得到。
Paul is saying in verse 2 that mere words, whether spoken or written, can never change people's lives.
保罗在第二节那里说，单单靠话语，不论是说的还是写的，都不能改变人的生命。
Only the power of the Holy Spirit of God can cause a person to recognize that he or she is a sinner.
只有靠圣灵的大能才能使人看见自己是个罪人。
And that they are heading for God's eternal judgment.
而且他们正走向永恒的审判。
Only the power of the Holy Spirit of God took Paul's simple, weak, and inadequate words and turned them into arrows that penetrated deep into the hearts of men and women.
唯有圣灵的大能才可以将保罗那简单的、软弱的、没把握的话语转变为一支锐利的剑，直透入男男女女内心的深处。
Only the power of the Holy Spirit of God can take the words of the good news, causes them to be penetrating, convicting, and life-changing words.
唯有圣灵的大能才可以促使福音的内涵成为有穿透力的字句，感动人承认自己的罪，并改变生命。
Because of the power of his message, Paul could live positively, courageously, and boldly.
就是因为这些信息中的能力，保罗可以活得积极勇敢。
Because of the power of his message, Paul could confidently focus not on his limitation, but on the limitless power of the message.
就是因为这些信息中的能力，保罗可以充满信心的专注于信息中无穷的大能，而不在于他自己的局限。
Not on his own lack of resources.
你可以不在意自己资源的贫乏。
But on the abundance of the resources of the one who commissioned him.
却可以专注于差派他的那位所拥有的丰富资源。
Look at verse 5.
请看第五节。
Paul said, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God.
保罗说，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
I want to share with you a word of encouragement.
我想鼓励鼓励你。
Especially for those of you who are timid.
尤其是比较胆小怕事的人。
Those of you who are hesitant about sharing Christ with others,
或者是由于不敢跟别人分享耶稣基督福音的人，
you have to be willing to function totally in the power of the message.
你必须下决心，完全依靠福音信息中的大能来侍奉。
And secondly, to overcome timidity, you have to be willing to speak the whole truth.
你若想克服自己的胆怯，第二步就是要下决心完全说真话。
Most timid people by nature want to say and do what pleases others.
多数胆小的人都倾向于讨好别人。
So they end up saying only what they think the other person wants to hear, even if it is half truth.
最后他们变成了只说别人爱听的话，即使其中只有一半真实的成分。
But to fully experience the power of positive living,
但我们若要完全发挥积极生活的力量，
you have to be willing to be misunderstood by some people.
你必须甘愿受人误会。
You have to be willing to risk rejection of your message.
甘愿接受别人的拒绝。
You have to be willing to say, I will speak the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
你必须下定决心说，我说的全是真话，没有半句谎言。
That does not mean that you should speak in rudeness or belligerence.
但这并非意味着你说话时就语带挑衅，粗暴无礼。
That does not mean that you speak in pride or egotism.
这并不意味着你说话时就骄傲自大，目中无人。
No.
不是的。
Look at Paul's example.
请看保罗的榜样。
Paul is dealing with a very delicate matter here in 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的处境很微妙，是保罗当时所要面对的。
You would say, what was that?
你问是什么处境呢？
Well, his critics were going around saying that he did not believe in the Ten Commandments anymore.
批判他的人到处传说，保罗不再信从旧约的十诫了。
So Paul takes time to gingerly proclaim the whole truth without compromising.
所以保罗很谨慎，很耐心地宣讲，完整却毫不妥协的真理。
Now this is similar to our world today.
今天我们所处的世界也是如此。
When you say Jesus and Jesus alone is the only way to heaven and salvation from eternal judgment,
当你说唯有通过耶稣我们才能得到救恩，它是使我们脱离最终审判而到达天堂的唯一途径。
People immediately accuse you of being arrogant and intolerant.
别人就会说你太狭窄、太傲慢、容纳不下别人。
People will immediately try to intimidate you into shrinking from that truth.
他们很快的就会威胁你，试图叫你在真理上让步。
And that's a temptation, especially for those who are timid.
尤其对胆小的人来说，这是一个难以面对的试探。
Paul jumps into the controversy of his day,
保罗毫不迟疑地进入当时的争议中。
Which is not unlike the one we have in our day.
跟我们今天所面对的争议是一样的。
But he does it with both tact and gentleness and yet firmness.
他带着温柔灵巧的态度，却立场坚稳。
He said, the truth is this.
他说，事实真相就是。
The commandments were never intended by God to save people from sin.
说律法可以拯救人脱离罪恶，这从来都不是神的旨意。
The Pharisees misunderstood the word of God.
反倒是法利赛人误解了神的话语。
The commandments were never intended by God as means of salvation.
说律法是得救恩的途径，这从来都不是神的旨意。
The Pharisees taught this falsehood.
反倒是法利赛人错误的教导。
The commandments were never intended by God to provide grace, mercy, or forgiveness.
律法可以带来恩慈和饶恕，这从来都不是神的旨意。
In fact, the commandments provided the basis for damnation, not salvation.
事实上，律法是定罪的根据，而不是救恩的根据。
Like the glory of Moses, the old covenant was never meant to be permanent.
旧约就像摩西脸上的荣光，不能永远长存。
The Ten Commandments were meant to reveal the holiness and the righteousness and the justice of God.
颁布十诫的目的在于彰显神的圣洁、公义和正直。
That is the role of the Ten Commandments.
这就是颁布十诫的目的所在。
Now, my listening friend, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心地听。
I have never had a policeman stop me on the road and say to me, I am glad you have not broken the speed limit.
从来我都没有碰到过一个警察把我从半路上拦下来，然后对我说，我很高兴你没有超速驾驶。
And here is a reward for you for keeping the speed limit.
我会颁奖给你，表扬你遵照时速驾驶。
That has never happened.
这种事从没发生过。
It never will happen.
也永远不会发生。
But you can be absolutely sure that they will give you a ticket the moment you go over the speed limit.
但你可以肯定，当你超速驾驶，警察一定会给你开罚单。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the law is designed to punish and judge and condemn those who break it.
因为法律的制定就是为了要审判、定罪并惩罚那些违法的人。
And Paul is telling his Pharisaic critics who were saying that the old covenant is still valid for salvation.
那些批判保罗的法利赛人说，旧约仍然可以使人得救，保罗却告诉他们，
to stop their hypocrisy.
别再假冒为善。
He was saying to them, you know and I know that the law is designed to bring us to the end of ourselves.
他对他们说，你我都知道，制定律法就是要我们命的。
The law is supposed to be a constant reminder that we cannot perfectly keep all of the commandments all of the time.
律法不断地提醒我们，我们不可能随时随地都完全遵行律法。
Otherwise, why would Jesus have left heaven?
不然为什么耶稣需要离开天堂呢？
Died and buried and rose again.
死了，埋葬了，又复活呢？
So the question is, why was the law given?
所以我们应该问，为什么要颁布律法呢？
Why do we have the Ten Commandments?
为什么有十诫呢？
Oh, they are supposed to drive us to Christ.
原来是要驱使我们来到耶稣基督的面前。
Paul was boldly saying that the commandments were not designed to save us.
保罗坦率直言，颁布诫命不是为了拯救我们。
But to remind us that we are desperate.
而是提示我们，我们已经面临生死关头。
To remind us that we need the grace of God.
他提醒我们，我们需要神的恩典。
Because my listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully here.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听其中的原因。
As long as a person thinks that he or she is good enough for God.
不论男女，当你认为自己在神面前足够善良。
As long as a person thinks that he or she is doing good deeds,
当你认为自己在行善
and that their good deeds are going to get them to heaven,
而你的善行足以让你上天堂
As long as a person thinks that he or she doesn't really break the Ten Commandments,
当你认为自己并没有违反十诫
that person will never face the reality that he or she is lost.And in desperate need of salvation and forgiveness.
你将永远看不见一个事实，那就是你会沉沦，你迫切需要得救和赦罪之恩。
Until that person recognizes that according to the perfect law of God, even a small lie would send him to hell.
除非你根据完美的律法认识到，即便是扯个小谎，都足以送你下地狱。
That person will never feel the need for salvation and forgiveness of his sin.
不然你不知道自己需要救恩，你的罪需要被饶恕。
Until a person comes and cries to God for his grace.
除非你愿意来到神面前，恳求神的恩典。
That person will never hear the voice of God saying to him or her, My son Jesus Christ can give you all that grace.
不然你就听不见神对你说，我的儿子耶稣基督可以赐恩给你。
Why only Christ?
为什么唯有耶稣可以赐恩给你呢？
Because he is the only one who ever kept all of the laws, all of the time, perfectly.
因为唯独耶稣在任何时间里都完全遵守了律法。
And that is why he is the only one who can save you.
所以唯有他能拯救你。
That is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
这是事实，完全真实，毫无虚假。
Listen carefully as we conclude, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，我们就快结束了，请仔细听我说。
It would have been easy for Paul to say, well, they have their own opinion and I have mine.
保罗可以很轻易地说，我们各有各的看法和观点。
Oh, but he knew...that the fourth secret of positive living is overcoming timidity.
当他知道积极生活的第四个秘诀就是要克服胆怯的心。
And overcoming timidity rests on the power of the truth of the message.
要克服胆怯就要依靠真理的能力。
And that is why, my listening friend, I'm so glad that you have joined us in these broadcasts to hear the truth.
我亲爱的朋友，我很高兴你能听我们这个讲真理的节目。
I hope until next broadcast you will walk in the power of that truth.
我盼望你能活在真理的能力里，并继续收听我们的节目。
Please tune in next time when I continue the secret of positive living.
请记得收听，我将继续讲积极人生的秘诀。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。积极生活的第四个秘诀就是克服我们天生的胆怯。我们要学习全然倚靠神，完全说真话，在任何环境不要惧怕。 在我们软弱、感觉力不从心的时候，相信神是我们的磐石，他是我们的力量，他会保护我们。求神加添我们的信心，依靠真理的能力，克服胆怯。感谢赞美主。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听《天路导向》节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。